Joan of Arc had a dildo named Jesus, made of wood from the cross of its namesake. She considered the splinters atonement, and when she came, it would fill her with light. Her body was an ocean full of wreckage, like her own, promising always to pull her down before she floated into space. And space was the place she feared most. Staring out her window, distant planets were cold, until a voice came to her in the night. She was sitting in her kitchen, it was flooded with light, and she wandered out into her backyard, wearing nothing but a house dress. And there, behind the racist lawn statues and the plastic fountain, she saw her hedges in flames. "Speak to me, Lord," she said. "The world would never be the same. Speak to me, Lord," she said. "I killed a queer for Christ and didn't even get those who will not purge themselves of this world. Those who refuse to kneel, those who choose the wheel, those who are like demons walking the earth, building their evil empires, threatening us from outside. I know that Satan, the stranger, the foreign, the invader, is the creator of Mexican immigrants and Al-Qaeda. And Lord, I'll understand if you want the earth to be flooded again. In fact, my faith could melt an iceberg. If you ever need a hand, just deliver me and mine to the promised land. Just deliver me and mine to the promised land. Just deliver me and mine." Joan of Arc had a dildo named Jesus.